Welcome back to Trot's Life. We haven't chatted with Jamie for some time. I think he's there. Is he joined? Is he there yet? We're getting there. There we go. There's background noise. Jamie, how are you, mate? How you been?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, Toby. Not too bad. Staying out of trouble, mate. That's the main thing.
You didn't like that silly photo that clown in New South Wales put up of me, did you?
Oh, mate, that was, that is you all over.
Oh,
honestly,
yeah.
To the listeners out there, I've met Toby on a few occasions and I reckon that's right in his element. That's the hidden side of Toby McKinnon there. But we've got to say one thing about that clown. He's very innovative, Al Sooty, that's for sure, mate, with some of the pictures he just put up.
He is. He's a good man, isn't he? Now, what Jamie's talking about, we had some photos taken in here and they chucked a bit of makeup on before the photos, and Tim O'Connor was quite unkind to me. He put a photo up of it, then Sooty's taken it to the next level, and then you went to the next level again with some Elvin Purple comment, which we don't need to go into. We don't need to go into Elvin Purple. For those that don't know, check it into Google.
Yeah.
Now, let's serious business. Ladbrokes Easter Cup, and, well, it feels like it's missing a few horses. Like, there's no superstars in this race, I don't think. There's no The Lost Storm for Emma Stewart or anything like that of that level. But once you start to look deep into it, it's going to be a really interesting race series, Jamie, with a $75,000 final.
Yeah, it sure is, Toby. And it's good for the locals. Like, I was expecting Clayton and Emma to send one or two over, which they have over the last, probably 5 or 6 years, to be honest. But probably just a handicap stand start, mate. They might have got 20 metres and they might have thought they might have been a bit too far, or even 30 metres. I think Like a Wildfire might have got it last year.
Yeah.
And just found them going a bit tough. So, yeah, a lot of locals. We see Magician come back down from an angle, which is great to see. He's acquitted himself well up Magician. He's, ran some places behind My Name Is Jeff in Free For All Company and that, but he just hasn't been able to win a race, but he's been far from disgrace, that's for sure. So he comes back down and...
You see the one to beat?
I think it's a very open race, Toby. You've got Magician and Mickey Ale being rivals, through their juvenile seasons and all that, and this is the first time they're going to go head-to-head for a while, and which is going to be great to see. Then you've got Star Major, who's been super since coming down. He ran second in the big one, and he's won his other two starts. You've got Jimmy Irishman off the front, Shallows off the front, which he's never seen. It's an open race, and then you got the query if it comes as Melanion first up for Dean Braun. He used to be trained by Andy Gaff, and back in his New Zealand form, he was a pretty handy horse. And one thing about the Kiwis, most of them love the stand, so he's drawn the top of the track, Toby, and I've actually mapped him to probably even ping across and find the lead. And if he does find the lead, he might give the two out the back something to chase if Dean's got him anything near back to his best.
I would say he'll improve out of that run into a final, though. So I would have thought he'd be just trying to get him in the final first and foremost, Dean. And he's done. He really has added some interest into this series.
Oh, it has. When I seen it there, and I seen Dean Braun, because I knew Andy had it. And Dean's won this race before. I think Rule Like a King might have won it probably 5 or 6 years ago now for him. Might even be longer, to be honest, David. Dean's had a great success in Tasmania over the last 15 odd years, and I'm sure he wouldn't be ringing Melanion over unless he knew it would measure up.
I'll look it up for you. So Easter Cup Tasmania, Rule Like a King, 2015.
Oh, gee, 9 years ago. What year did our Sir Jekyll win it? 2004?
2010.
There you go, that's 2010, was it?
Mm.
So I've been in the game, probably 16 years. There you go. He's been the best horse I've had, our Sir Jekyll.
It's been some great winners of the race, like Quite Famous, My Lightning Blue, Thor 8, Another Bart, Franco Tiger, Hell Yeah, Genghis Coralda, like exceptionally smooth. In those late 80s, early 90s, it was as good a race as there was going around.
Oh, it was, mate. Back in when I started getting into the game, some of the superstars that had come over for the Tasmanian Pacing Championship and the Easter Cup was you know, and the prize money on sadly is probably still, you know, not much more than what it is now. Because back in the 90s, you know, prize money is really good because the sponsorship. And, you know, we got some really good horses coming over in that time. And, you know, that list you just mentioned, Franco Tiger, you know, he was a star on this, you know. And even when we had the Australian Derby held in Tasmania, we got some cracking three-year-olds back in the day as well over here, mate. So, you know, it's just interesting to see whether one of the locals can put their hand up and rebel Millennium. And, well, I won't call Star Major a local. He's still owned in New South Wales. And, yeah, it'd be good to see one of the M's win it, Mickey our old magician. But, you know, the first seat, Toby, I just think Star Major, yeah, looks a good thing. He's just racing well. 10 metres won't worry him. He pinged the tapes last week and he's in a just a Launceston discretionary and won as he liked. This is not much stronger and I think he'll win the first seat. The Shallows can give a bit of cheek off the pole because he steps pretty quick and the same with Jimmy the Irishman, you know, so there are a couple of dangers. If they do go hard, all by myself, not about a sneaky chance at odds as well.
Yeah, he went well in the heat. Cemetery Bay, he will make the final. Don't you worry about that. And he's not a bad little horse, Cemetery Bay. We'll be cheering for him. I think he's our Victorian representative, pretty much, if we don't count. Oh, Dean Braun and Millennium are Victorian, so we've got the two reps.
Yeah, no, Cemetery Bay, like, he's been over here a while now. He ran a second in, the Light Harness Cup, yep. Heat in the final behind Lil Ripper. Now, this is a big step up, but if he pinged away and got a soft trip, it wouldn't shock me at all to see him give some cheek. But, you know, he's racing more Star Majors are rating 120, Cemetery Bay's are 73. And, you know, he's only getting 10 metres and he draws the top of the track, but he's definitely one to fill a place, Toby, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I reckon he'll sneak into the final and he needs a better draw and he needs to get to the pegs or the like. And he's not a bad little horse. He can figure in the top five anyway. I don't know if he'll win it, but there's something for us to cheer for. And with the former Tasmanian training him, of course.
Yeah, well, you're right there, mate, you know. So, he's definitely a top six chance. He'll make the final unless he gallops out. He'll make the final next week unless he gallops out. And, you know, if he drew the front and settled two pegs or three pegs and they run hard, mate, you know, he can poke up along the pegs and get a gap. And one thing about Cemetery Bay, he does hit the line strongly off a soft trip.
He does. 2,700 too, I think, suits him. He's that sort of horse. Mate, any other revelations in the world or what?
Not really, mate, you know, not really. You know, like, well, there's been a few people miss us, mate. I've had some messages from people saying, where's the show? I said, oh, well, you know, things have changed a little bit, but you never know what's down the track. And, you know, so some people did listen to us in Tassie, Toby, so that was a bit of a surprise, to be honest.
No, I think it was quite popular. I think, yeah, you give yourself a bit more credit, and it was very popular, but Thursdays have changed, so we might have to just do this on some of the features anyway, catch up and touch base on them.
Oh, that's for sure, mate, but we'll just have a quick look at the second thing with Magician and Mickey O. You know, they're both quality paces, and the 10 metres, you know, is no big deal, so, you know, and they're both similar horses, they're tough, they're stays, so that's going to be a great race, but yeah, Gordon's Bay, who's changed hands now, he's been transferred to the John Castle stable. So interesting to see how he goes. John does a good job with his small team of horses. And you've got Pardew Plugger. He's just coming through the class. Always had plenty of ability, but he's won two country cups out of his last four starts over this sort of trip. You know, understands star conditions. So it's just going to be interesting to also see how he measures up in, you know, open company. He's dipped his toe before, but he seems to be in career best form, mate. So it'd be interesting to see. And, yeah, they're two competitive heats, and I'm sure the final's going to be very competitive on Easter Saturday. I think it's on Easter Saturday night.
It is.
Gordon's
Bay, John did train Gordon's Bay for that final, and Charlie Castles, I reckon, worked for James Rat Ray.
Yeah, he's up there working for, James for a while. And that's when Gordon's Bay was winning his bigger races. So I'm sure Charlie, you know, got a bit of affinity for it. I don't know whether, he drove new owners or not. Yeah.
Slight change in ownership. There was three owners in it. Now there's two of the same. And Charlie has driven him a few times. So He would know the horse, and hopefully he can produce his best for them.
Oh, no, I'm sure he'll acquit himself well. And, so it's pretty keen. And next week, we got the final of the Sinbad Bay for the three-year-old Tazbrek Colts and Geldings, the Jane Allen final for the three-year-old filly. So, next Saturday night's going to be a bumper crowd at Launceston, which as it always is on Easter Day Eve. We're obviously going to be on Sky One, which is great. And, I just encourage people to get on track next Saturday night. Even people from the mainland, tune into Sky One because it's going to be a ripper night of racing.
Good on you, Jamie. Thanks for 10 minutes of your time, mate.
Cheers, buddy. Take care, mate.
All right, there's Jamie Cockshutt from Vietnam on the Easter Cup. The heats on, when are the heats? It's Sunday at Launceston into the final on the 30th.